This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Your host.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
All right. I had my finger in my mouth a while ago, and Nine said his thing about that could help you live longer. Talking about biting your fingernails.
Could be good for your health, apparently.
You see, I'm shocked with that because of COVID and monkeypox.
Yeah.
That's especially when you got to be all weirded out about washing your hands in the bathroom now, because apparently you get monkeypox from your rear end.
No, no.
Oh, Lord.
Well, somebody else's.
Not yours.
No.
Not mine.
No, not, I mean, somebody else's rear end, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the sign doesn't say please anymore.
Otherwise.
I did that. I told anyone that asked. I folded that down. It's no longer please wash your hands. It's wash your hands.
Yeah, just wash your hands. No please. No thank you.
Because in restaurants, it says employees must.
Must wash hands before returning to work.
Yeah.
But if you're just about to leave, you just go in here and not wash.
Yep. That's how I took it.
Oh,
like, if you just got off shift at the restaurant and you go in there and you don't want to wash, you just go ahead and walk out.
Oh, yeah.
And my theory is, if you're going to use hand sanitizer, bring it to the bathroom with you and use it after you're done.
If there's soap and water handy, just go ahead and use the soap and water.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would prefer.
Yeah.
Me too.
They should do it the way they do it at strip clubs, where they have somebody in there. Like, you know, strip clubs. They had somebody there, like,
oh, yeah.
You felt mean about not taking a mint or a towel or something from the dude.
Yeah, yeah, a spritz of some Acqua di Gio.
I love that stuff.
Well, you want to know what bad habits are good for you and how they're good for you?
Yes.
Well, the one you talked about, we'll start there. Biting your nails.
Okay.
Biting your nails.
It is not a sign of nervousness. It's also a mouth thing, whatever.
Yeah.
What is that? Oral fixation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get worms?
Biting your nails does, in fact, help to boost your immune system by introducing it to bacteria. The bacteria under your nails.
Nice.
Okay. Don't bite after you wipe, though. That's the rule.
Yeah.
But see, I was always raised, don't matter, just don't bite it.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard that they made you sick and gave you worms. And
that's what happens if you...
Fatboy told me that.
Bite after you wipe, don't wash.
Yeah.
God, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think about that. We got to see if that person we know that works here that never washes their hands, I want to see if I ever see them bite their fingernails.
That's true.
Let's go make them nervous after the show and see if they start
biting. Just watch them from behind. They'll do it if they're nervous.
That's worse. That's worse than the other.
What, biting your nails?
Yeah, especially if they're touching you with that hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in their mouth.
I'd say worse than that would be working at a VIP spa and then doing that.
That'd be true. Yeah, either one. What about if you don't like to clean up? You live in some clutter. You got a little mess. Messiness can be a sign of intelligence. I'm the smartest man alive, then.
I wonder how they think that.
Like,
how does that signify that?
I don't know, because the opposite of, shows like the OCD effect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of brilliant minds have that, too. Like, basically, all the geniuses are not normal.
You think?
They have crazy, wild, white hair sticking up.
Repel bodies.
They want to go to space all the time.
A lot of kids.
Design crazy tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Some kids with names you can't say.
Messy people apparently tend to be more creative.
Heard that.
Among other things.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not messy. And it's not more, it's more of just like, I don't like, yeah, I don't know. I don't host a lot of parties at the house.
No.
Matter of fact, my mom's never been to my house.
Lucky.
Like where I live now.
It's guess
big,
what?
It's a big hill.
There it is.
I mean, because, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you have to be messy all the way around? Because our desks are messier than I imagine what our houses are. So, I mean, it's like you wouldn't know by looking in one place or the other.
Mm-hmm. Not in there very often, though. Like, that's a catch-all right now. My desk is anyway. It's a catch-all. There's stuff in there that, I should go in there and get rid of.
Throw out.
Not my wrestling memorabilia.
No, that's your wrestling memorabilia.
Forever.
No, we didn't throw that out for nothing. Being late. Being late can be good for people, too.
I'm going to live forever.
Being late makes you, it can make you happy and less stressed. Now, if I'm running late, I'm way more stressed. I'm not stressed when I'm running early, but when I'm running late, I'm stressed.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but apparently being late makes you happy and less stressed. Once you get comfortable being late, I'm sure you just, it's fine. But I don't see how you get comfortable being late because I never do it.
And look, I'm the only person I think still, I told him, I said, if anybody ever gets fined, let me know. But I, to my knowledge, I'm the only person, at least in this region, that's ever been fined by the company for being late.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me good. And I was told umpteen times. And then I did it again. But guess what? I haven't since.
Yeah.
So that's the way you can teach the learning condition is hit them in the pocketbook.
They might give it back to you now. Since you've proven to be on time.
Fatboy, you're very punctual.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have to be here at a certain time, per se. I try to get here about the same time every day.
Okay.
4:30 a.m. Eastern.
I can always tell when you get here. I didn't get any rejoins.
Give me an email.
I'm like, damn it, I sent it. I thought I did.
Yeah.
Pissing me off early.
How about peeing in the shower could be good for you? Good bad habit.
Well, I do that a lot.
I've said that anytime it comes up.
Yeah. You're right there by a drain. There's water running. Same
absolutely.
Thing as flushing.
I don't have to be in it. I still do it.
You pee in the shower?
Pee in the shower. Cleans your feet. It can prevent fungal issues. If you have a cut, be warned, you can get a bacterial infection and burn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Miss surgery.
Cut.
Now, you could use that info to maybe talk somebody into doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, it still grosses people out.
Well, besides this show, when have you ever talked about that with your friends or whoever in normal? Like, we have conversations most coworkers never really sit around and talk about.
That's a good point. We do.
Like,
I just assume everybody does stuff like that.
I just assume they do too.
If you don't, you're weird.
I think that if you, yes. Also, having to go to the bathroom. Having to go number two.
Yeah.
And then that's the worst.
When you're in the shower, right? If you get out, either one?
Either one. And then you get like.
You got to dry off good. You just slide right off the seat.
Starts over again. And
it starts over?
Yeah.
Well, what if there's no time? It can't start over again.
Oh, the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Portion starts over again.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What about the. What
I could take the grade off the thing and just go to town in there, but I ain't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Waffle stomping?
Well, I wouldn't that to be this stuff.
Have you not made a conscious decision before that, that shower was so long and hot that I ain't getting back in after I do this? I'm just going to rough it.
I mean, if I've already taken my complete shower and I got to get ready to go to work or something, it's just, well. I don't know why I bothered showering because here goes.
Damn.
It's a waste now.
I take my,
About
gossiping. Get the wand off the thing and go to town.
You got to do that anyway.
Well, I know. Once I've done that, I got to go back in there with the wand.
Gossiping can be good for you. It can reduce stress and anxiety to talk trash about people. And laughing releases feel-good hormones if you're making fun of them.
That's why women last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Live longer, too.
And cussing, although cussing at you on the way out, it relieves pain. According to a study that found that cussing boosted pain tolerance by 33%.
This book I'm reading says women laugh, I forget what the ratio is, way more than men do in life.
Yeah.
Women laugh more. Dang. And that's got to be a literal attribution to why women tend to live longer.
I think I know more women who smoke weed than dudes, and that explains some of that.
While they're laughing?
Yeah, because they're happy.
Oh, okay.
If you could really find, you know, something or somebody to make fun of, to make you laugh. I mean, just for you, it's your personal thing. It really does help.
But it depends on how you think about philosophy and life and stuff. Like, because you're putting that negative energy out there, it might not affect you then, but it could come back to you.
Oh, it's going
to
come back on you.
Yeah. I'm owed some probably. I got some receipts out there in the ether waiting on me.
Don't we all, man?
God dang it. Hey, go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Or if you're a Twitterer, go to @TheRiseGuys. We'll do the live video stream of an all-new Facebook Fussin'. Yes, we...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Are live.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of them have been screenshot and sent in by you. Damn it. I hit my microphone. They've been sent in by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Let me get this right. I need some WD. I need some Winn-Dixie 40.
You do.
Big 60.
Yes. We are live. That's what I was doing with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitter, @TheRiseGuys, and then Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
You can find us just like that.
We look nice.
We do.
I'm looking at ourselves on a phone, but it's from the past.
There's two different Jeff Millwoods watching this right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're only saying hey to the cool one. And you know who you are.
Yeah.
Appreciate or do you? There's Chestnut roasting on your open fire.
Yeah. Parrish. Parrish is a fun name. It's like Robert Parrish's last name. Hey. First name.
It doesn't mean dead guy.
No.
It means town in Louisiana.
It does.
All right. We've went over that. P1 slash fan, Jimmy Harper.
Hey.
Legend Jimmy Harper.
Jimmy Harper.
He spelled hi wrong.
No, he didn't.
Well, I figured he was talking about you.
Yeah, he did that one.
Okay.
I thought he spelled it the right way. He didn't. He wrong.
Let's see. You know what? We didn't think about a question.
Oh, yeah, we didn't, did we? We can keep going on bad habits. Ask people what bad habit they do.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got bad habits.
Who's going to be bold enough to legit, I'll comment, be bold enough and type in the little comments there, your worst habit.
Yeah, about your nails.
Oh, God. About your nails?
Don't pay child support.
Don't wash your hands after doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in the thing. And
oh, people at Goober does listening.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah, share with us your bad habits.
Share with us your bad habits. It could make you live longer.
It could. Could be good for you.
Okay. Here we go. Let me get this gimmick up right here. I can't wait to go freaking read these after. Okay. Scene one. Playing the role of Priscilla will be 9. Playing the role of old Gavin will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of young Gavin will be freaking me. And playing the role of Miss Parker will be Paige. And
action.
Hey, I gotta flip over to the thing.
Miss Parker.
Priscilla posts a pic of herself lounging on the deck of a cruise ship in a bikini top with her big blankies prominently displayed. Well, best $10,000 I ever spent based on all the attention my new blankies are getting out here on the high seas.
$10,000? Oh my heavens. The prices have gone up since the last time I bought a pair. Great work, though. May have to inspect those a bit more closely.
Dad, stop posting about Mom's boobs. I'm on your friends list now.
I wasn't talking about your mother. I bought at least 2 or 3 pairs of fake blankies since then, son.
Dad, you're so gross. Like, for real, it's nasty, TBH.
Post another pic of herself smiling in a bikini top. Excuse me, this is supposed to be about my blankies, not somebody's ex-wife's saggy old blanks.
I'm sorry, but I'm not very interested in your blankies, Mrs. Connolly.
Now look, this was my married name. I'm Ms. Green again now.
What does Ms. mean?
It means any woman called Ms. is too much woman for you, son. So get out of daddy's way.
Well, that's more like it. Yes, this post is supposed to be about me.
Now, I know stuff like this goes on in the world, but I don't need people to talk about it in the open for everybody to see. I declare.
Seems as if we may have offended the older church crowd and the younger generation as well. The one thing they have in common is being offended by everything I enjoy.
Well, they make it a point to make sure everybody knows they don't like anything.
Just for the record, I'm not really offended because I support body image positivity and bodily autonomy. I think they spelled it wrong for women, but yeah, I'm kind of grossed out thinking about my dad going around buying boobs for people. I'm not going to lie.
Some people build parks. I have given to the world by purchasing several sets of big fake blankies.
And just to be clear, old Gavin did not buy mine. I made sure my ex-husband knew that's what I spent the divorce settlement on.
But did they really cost $10,000 then?
Yeah, close enough.
Yes, you certainly get what you pay for.
I'm going to remember this if you ever try to say you can't afford to send me to college, dude.
And scene.
Ah, God.
I want to see him now, the picture.
Jeez Louise, man. I apologize. I screwed that, hard.
Doing autonomy in accent wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. You can tell. Yeah. I couldn't get it. How
does my tongue do this?
And it was I went from, some kind of Irish brogue to some kind of British brogue to, hipster dude.
Yeah. Middle Eastern.
Oh, that was hard. Dad, stop posting about Mom's boobs.
Bought a set of blankies.
I'm on your friends list now.
Who wants a burger?
Who wants a burger?
Who wants a bacon burger? Oh, it's the best video on the internet, man.
Oh,
this
Lord.
This is where the girl says the sexiest accent, the British accent, then it cuts to some fat British dad. Who wants a bacon burger?
Jimmy Harper said Fat Boy sounds like Shrek's cousin.
It was going in and out. I knew it would.
I think we know her.
Dang it.
Lord have mercy. Okay, we're live. You can see the live video stream. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. And then Twitter at the Rise Guys. This is going to be.
This is fine, man. This is having a ball.
This is going to be a toughie here. Here we go.
My face hurts from laughing.
Scene one. Playing the role of Slow Ann will be freaking me. Playing the role of Shooky Dudes will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Bernie Lomax will be 9. Playing the role of Xanax Lomax will be freaking me. And playing the role of Stinky Lomax will be Paige. And action.
Call me a pansy, but my feelings are hurt.
Pussy?
I said pansy.
My bad, slow, ain't
you? It's fine.
Well, baby girl, you ain't fine. Your feelings are hurt. Tell old sugar dudes all about it.
Can we take it to privates?
Like a kick? What do you want me to take to the privates?
Oh, shooky dudes. Surreal. Be surreal.
The word is serious.
Thanks, Daddy.
Welcome, welcome. I see, as usual, you take your passive-aggressive feelings to Facebook.
It's not about that, Dad.
Well, my ears were burning. Isn't that what happens when somebody's talking about you?
I think when people talk about you on Facebook, it means you pee burn.
Shooky dudes. I told you to take this to private.
Well, Slow Ann, you did bring it up on your feed.
Yeah, you did, Slow Ann. If this is not about the room, then tell us what your feelings are hurt about.
All right, Xanax. Well, we're in the same house. We were just talking about this in real life. Well, where'd you go?
I'm using the bathroom.
Oh, God, which one?
Number two?
Not that. Which bathroom are you using?
Oh, LOL. The one in the hallway. LOL.
If I may.
Tags Bernie Lomax. Tags Xanax Lomax.
I don't know how you, I don't know you folks, but your daughter, my friend, is hurting, and Mr. Lomax, you grapple at your old lady about, talking on here in the same house, but then you asking her questions, you could scream to her offline, no?
First off, I ain't know. Okay? And B, all right? You know, number two. I'm also hurting right now, okay? And number two, who are you? You know, like, we are her parents. Who are you, Shuki dudes?
Well, I'm Shuki, and I'm a brand ambassador.
To what country? Conservative, or are you a lib blank?
IDK what that means, Daddy-O. I'm going to bounce and message your daughter and see if she's all right, because she responded in a minute.
I'm here. I'm fine, Shuki. I message you. I'm just going to delete this post. Frowny face emoji. Frown with tear emoji. Broken heart emoji.
Oh, don't delete it, Slow Ann. You can have my room.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. My brain farted. But your name really stinky, Lomax. And if that's a nickname, why you use it?
It's a family name from the 1800s. Regardless, Stinky Lomax, you, sir, need to go to your room. You're not giving your room to your sister, and get off the phone. It's past 8 p.m.
Fine. Mom, spray something. Dry heat.
Shut up, Stinky. You got room to talk. Like your dad said, you can't give your room to your sister. Besides, Slow Ann, you married. Happily, I thought. So why you so concerned about your old childhood bedroom for?
Sorry, Al. I just got to be nosy. Hey, Zanny, did you and Bernie rent out my girl's room on Airbnb or something?
Actually, no, Shuki. I'd never do such a thing. We've converted Slow Ann's old room into a space for collectibles.
Oh, okay. You got you a man cave.
No.
It's for me. It's a diva den. Oh, God, that's my life.
Mom, flush or spray something.
End scene.
Taking number two.
Flush or spray something. Steve.
Paige, what happened?
I rolled down too far. I had to get back up. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
You digital generation.
Down.
They're in the same house, mm-hmm. Having an argument within her thing.
Yeah, she's hawking.
And who would know that the peacemaker would be Shuki Dudes?
Shuki Dudes brings people together.
The legend himself.
Brand ambassador.
Shuki Dudes.
She has a diva den, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty catchy.
A diva den?
Yep.
All right, it's called the kitchen. Joke. Total joke.
This is my bitch basement. That's a new one.
You know what? What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you. Ricky Harden sent in one of them, the P1s.
Vernon Rivers.
Sent in anonymously, of course, unless you're Ricky Harden. Names changed to protect
the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
Oh, hold on, I gotta scroll down. This is Facebook Fussing.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paging with you. And man, have we got a crazy story for you. An inmate burned a hole in a jail window using hemorrhoid cream.
Lord have mercy. Whew. I need laxative to do that.
Friction. So this is some MacGyver-level crime right here, wouldn't you say? So this guy was in jail in Wichita, Kansas. He got caught smuggling drugs in a hole through, they somehow made in a reinforced plastic window. And officials weren't sure how they managed to do it, but now they know one of the inmates softened the plastic by using hemorrhoid cream. He'd agree to tell them how he did it if they moved him to a different prison. So they haven't revealed his name. He said he smeared the window all with hemorrhoid cream, then took a lighter to it for 3.5 hours to soften the plastic. That would burn your hand.
Where'd he get the lighter?
Probably pretty easy to get, I reckon. I don't know.
Contraband, maybe, I would think.
Yeah, something that size will fit, so you can smuggle that in.
Why are all the lighters in prison brown? Someone just texted in.
Well, has to do with how they get there.
Oh.
So here's the rest of the story. How did he finish it off? Once it was soft enough, he used a drain pipe from a sink to punch a hole through the window. And then they made a rope out of torn fabric, pushed it through the hole, and somehow tied it to a sock and filled it with contraband and pulled it back in. So obviously the inmates are in trouble, but the biggest revelation here was that a 22-year-old prison guard caught them in the act and didn't say anything, so now he's facing jail time himself.
Yeah. That's God bless.
Damned if you do. You can't snitch. You don't get hit with something either way.
Okay, I was looking on my phone. There's this show. I can't tell which network it's on, but it's called I Almost Got Away With It, and it shows these reenactments of how these very famous criminals escape from prison. And you hear stories very similar to that. And it's like, man, if you would take that creative ingenuity that you obviously have into the legal world, you could get all you want to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've known a lot of people who would have been like brilliantly great engineers and stuff. They could get out of their own way doing stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Alcatraz. But
they applied it all.
Never met him.
Wrong.
Yeah.
They never applied it to anything good.
Yep.
Well, just think of a song that is like one song that would drive you absolutely batty if you were stuck listening to the song for an hour.
Man.
You probably There's have much. That song in your head.
Yeah. Well, Kokomo.
Well, here's something. Did a Disney guest get stranded on the Small World ride for an hour? Can you imagine listening to it? It's a small world for an hour.
You have to turn that off at some point. Just let me sit in silence.
Right. Depends on what part of the world we stopped in.
Well, some woman on TikTok.
It's cold in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like it.
She claims she and a bunch of other Disney World guests got stuck on It's a Small World for over an hour and had to listen to the song on loop over and over again for an entire hour or more.
No, I know Nines. He's being very – Nines been – I noticed this myself. Somebody emailed me and brought it up. Nines been very coy with not revealing too much about his – reminding us of his fears and dislikes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I know your song, the one you hate, is Hills Are Alive.
That, man, you could also, that David Morris, that Karen You Love With Me hillbilly rap song. That's one. Yeah, you get me on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they play the song even when you stand in line, so hear it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, this I can handle for an hour a whole lot better than I can handle some of those other songs for an hour.
Oh, some of the other Disney songs?
Yeah, songs in general. This one here is really easily dismissed.
At least you're setting. Imagine you get stuck in, like, line.
Plus, you really want those coins when you look down in that water and see what all different countries they're from.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of these are real silver.
Look how many dongs are in that water.
Lots of dongs.
Oh, boy. Well, one of the things about the video that she posted is one of the boats was partially sinking, or it appeared to be that way. And she made it sound like it was just overloaded by chubby tourists.
You know what's funny? No joke. First time I went to Disney, so I would have been ninth grade, I think. The Imagineer had me switch seats and sit in the middle.
You get you to counter it out for us, buddy.
God bless, man. It's like there's four kids on the other side. That's a shoot.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it at the time. My mom was pissed about that.
Well, you know they got to look at some families probably and say, we got to break them up.
Well, I was mad. I was like, well, they didn't want us to Titanic this thing. Me, you know?
My baby's going to sit up here, right? You ain't going.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And there's a certain part where she'd put her head down and not look.
According to the comments, people were asking if the employees turned it off, and she said not for more than 45 minutes. So it kept going on and on and on, but... other guests they've come forward yet to confirm that if it actually got stuck or not. So we don't know if it really happened for that long.
I have to DM Duders and see if she was one of the ones stuck on there.
Yeah, I bet so.
We have a friend that's actually, I think, lives there now.
Actually. I think so. Just relocated.
I can't get out here.
So there's a ton of videos on TikTok of people getting stuck all the time. And another one from Disneyland last month. So, you know. It may happen to you if you get on those rides. Be prepared.
Mm.
You see coasters where people get stuck, like, you know, top of the coaster.
Yeah, I was trying to think. What was the one? There was one that was notorious for getting stuck, and people kept riding it. I mean, this is obviously around here, Six Flags or Carowinds. It would always get stuck, and people, like, you kind of look for it to be stuck. I can't.
Yeah, I know there's been something like that, but I don't remember what they
were. Was it the Frenzoid?
I don't know.
Was it the one where it was a pirate ship that went upside down, and it would get stuck sometimes? And they said, they're just shaking the money out of your pocket.
Yeah, I don't remember, man.
It's a good impression of my dad there, huh?
They're going to get your money.
They would. They'd put a net underneath it to catch stuff that would fall out of people's pockets. And, you know, I guess people, actually, if it ever
found happened. A lot of weed, probably.
Likely, yeah.
Joints.
Maybe the pirate who ran it had two eye patches on.
Arr, I don't know which way it's going, up or down.
I hear your money falling.
And lastly, let's talk about a very curvy actress, Jennifer Coolidge. And she says, thanks to this role, she slept with 200 men, thanks to American Pie.
She was the first MILF, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She got a lot of attention.
And who called her MILF? Was it Harold from Harold and Kumar?
Oh, no, I don't think so. And I can't remember.
Whoever it was didn't know grammar very well, so maybe. It should have been MILFed. MILFed.
MILFed.
I got her.
MILFed.
I think it was, man. I think it's John Cho.
What was she on, Kelly?
Yeah, this is Harold.
I think she's on
Kelly and Michael.
Friday.com.
Oh, that's what it was.
I was so happy for American Pie and the MILF thing, but also first time Emmy thing, what an honor. I got a lot of play of being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about, there were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
Jesus.
And she sounded a lot different back then.
She looks better. I mean, she's had work. And that's fine. She looks better now than she did then. What are y'all shocked? I just said something nice. You're all looking at me like, you're looking up the right girl. I think she looks great. I don't get the whole, should we be playing like jazzy, cool music in the background when we talk?
I guess so.
It's like YouTube videos are always like those how-to videos. They've got some kind of royalty-free jazzy music playing in the background or...
Mm-hmm.
One time a client asked us to play music in the background of their commercial. It was like, oh, man, we don't do it like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pastor.
Well, I was counting on some bossa nova.
I think we should always talk over a song called Spacewalk by Silent Partner.
Is that the Hardy Boys theme?
No. Some of you will recognize the song when you hear it.
Spacewalk by Silent Partner.
Yeah, it's something that gets used a good bit for different things. We should always talk over this at all times.
All right, let's try it out.
How's that sound, right? That's the one you're supposed to talk over.
Yeah.
I know this song because it's the one they play when you're waiting on a live video to premiere on YouTube.
Oh, this is it?
This is the one.
It sounded like a Milli Vanilli song slowed down.
Your video finna start in a minute.
It's true.
Watch the countdown until your video begins. Ooh, with our very 90s themed countdown clock.
I love you.
Did you watch her in White Lotus on HBO?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty funny.
Would this work for a murder podcast while stabbing this guy? I was about to cut his head off.
This week on the Stabbing Cabin.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man. I've heard this more than just that, though. I'm sure it's been used
in other stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. When we come back...
What the voters in Kansas were really thinking after this musical.
A solar flare is going to come out of the sun today and maybe hit the earth.
Maybe.
And recession? Is it here? Or has it already been here?
Yeah.
Are the stocks going to fall like Biden off a bicycle? Stand by. Stay with us. That's what they are. Stay with us.
Stay with us.
Stay with us. Speaking of Harold and Kumar, we said the other day that, or I think I said it, maybe one of you agreed that the guy named Harold needs to have a resurgence because it's usually a good...
Yeah, it's a great name.
...kind of a guy name. A Harold actually emailed us and said, no, don't do that. In fact, what he wanted to name his son, his wife wouldn't let him do. And you know what? I kind of agree with the wife.
Oh, man. Okay.
Text in what you think he wanted to name his son. That'll be a good one, too.
So it wasn't Roldy?
Roldy. No.
It was Milf. No. 72341. His name's Harold. Wanted to name his son this. His wife said, no, that name is ruined.
Well.
Guess. Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
This is the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.